Diane, can you briefly tell us what, as a child and then a teenager, you imagined yourself becoming as an adult?
Briefly, I was going to ride on the U.S. equestrian team in show jumping in the Olympics.
And engineering wasn't even thought of.
No, sir. Not back then.
And so you went through high school and graduated from high school, and what then?
And in the back of a 17 magazine was a little tiny ad for Midway College with a picture of a girl on a horse going over a jump. And I said to my mother, that's where I want to go to college. And I graduated from high school June the 5th of that year, and many years ago. And the very next day on June the 6th, I came to Midway.
What was your major at Midway?
It was an equine studies program. And I had an uncle when I was 13 or 14 who trained standardbred horses, race horses, and told me that if I wanted to work with horses, I needed to go to Kentucky, which was the horse capital of the world. So I went to college for a year at Midway and started working and decided to not go back to Midway, but instead embark on a career in the horse industry. So I worked at a horse farm, two different ones, and worked the sales back then. And somewhere along the line, decided that I would try to do something else, a little less backbreaking and a little more what I thought at the time might be a little more lucrative. So I went to beauty school and did that for a year.
So now you hold a doctorate in?
I hold a doctorate in civil engineering from the University of Maryland in College Park.
How in the world did you get from where you were to civil engineering?
Oh, my goodness. It was a very circuitous route. I've always been a bit of a thinker and a processor. So it took a little while for me to figure out that something wasn't working right. So I started taking one class at Lexington Community College at the time in the summer. I took Algebra 1. It was taught by somebody who was adjunct from Bryan Station. And he walked in the summer. It was a Tuesday class, walked in, filled all three huge blackboards with algebra in 5 minutes. And I walked out of there and cried. So the next day, I went into Kennedy Bookstore and bought a workbook that was, 25 or 30 chapters. And I worked 17 chapters in that workbook in one day and crammed 12 years of number line to solving for X math in one day, and then did my homework that was due the next day. That was one of the few light bulb moments that, if I can process that much in one day, there might be a brain in this head that could actually do something.
You think?
Well, maybe. Where I was coming from, girls just weren't taught to think at that point. Or if they were, it was lost on me. We were taught to do other things. And I did those things. And being smart and doing math was not part of the picture.